Hello?
Hello?
Oh my god. Well. Welcome back to the podcast channel. I'm here with my host. I'm the host, Jackie Sanchez. Say hi to the podcast.
Hello, guys, and welcome to tonight's segment. It's a book named Five Voices, How to Communicate Effectively with Everyone You Lead. As you can see, I'm here talking to Edgar. Well, we were talking this past few weeks about how you can communicate with other people effectively so you could lead them.
So what are we going to learn about right now?
So we're going to learn about this book, how it changes other people's perspective on the way they view people, like as to become leaders.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so like right now I'll read you a full chapter, but it'll have to start on page 22.
Okay, are we gonna explain along the way?
Yes, we're gonna explain along the way the segments.
All right then, here we go.
Okay, so it says Audrey Frey from Atlanta, Georgia shares this insight on using the five voices in her new management role. I think the greatest area of growth as it relates to the five voices is realizing that they even exist. Prior to learning this tool, while I wasn't aware of it, I think it believed that everyone thought and communicated just as I did. Learning the five voices has shown me that we all communicated differently, and it is important to evaluate a variety of different cues to really hear and understand the message from being communicated. One of my biggest ahas is that most people are unaware of the unspoken messages that are relaying, and people who may speak in a different voice that I learned not to take things so personally and less judgmental of others who communicate in a different foundation voice than I am.
What did you just say?
You didn't hear me, Edgar?
Yes, but at the end you began to mumble. I'm pretty sure my audience got confused.
Okay, sorry if I mumbled, I guess. So
You were like, and there's a rule. I was like, what? Oh man.
Okay, so basically we're like, this segment, well, the paragraph that I was reading, it talks about like how this one person who's new in management, you know, from Atlanta, Georgia, she says that she doesn't take it personally what they tell her because people view things differently. So yeah.
Okay, so that's pretty much it. Jackie, do we have you on the line?
Yes, sir, you do have me on the line.
Oh, okay, pues, sir.
I'm sorry. It's just that I'm over here in Dubai and, like, the signals.
You're still... Oh, man. Well, as you guys can see, this is the long-term friend I was talking about, guys. Her name is Jackie Sanchez, once again.
Miss Region 2 President.
Yes. She is Region 2 President.
Okay, so what do we do? Let's get on my poetry book.
What?
My poetry book, remember?
Oh my, we really got out of topic?
Okay, let's decide.
No, let's do the poetry book.
Okay, which one do you want to read?
I don't know which one.
Do you want to read Milk and Honey or The Sun and Her Flowers?
Milk and honey. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, I was like, I have both of the books. Okay, but Milk and Honey. Okay, Edgar, give me a lucky number to read, a page number.
Page number 27.
Oh, that's a good poetry book. I mean, what page? Okay, and it says,
wait, before you read it, My mom hasn't come home. Like, I want to eat Jack so bad. She says she has it, but she's not here yet. Okay, you can read now. I just need to know that.
Okay. As we know that Edgar, he's really hungry. He's hangry. Okay, so page 27, it says, when my mother opens her mouth to have a conversation at dinner, my father shoves the word hush between her lips and tells her to never speak with her mouth full. This is how the woman in my family learned to live, with their mouth closed.
Oh, okay. So she just doesn't want to eat. She doesn't want her to eat with the mouth open.
Basically, no, Edgar, basically what, like, the basically that they're saying is that women in her culture, which family, you know, that they can't, how do you say this, like, give an opinion, you get me? They always have to learn that it doesn't matter.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody's opinion matters. It's just that they're too lazy to do more. Like, literally.
I'm over here giving them, like, meaning, and then you tell me with, like, something, like, so lazy.
See? So you're letting yourself let your mouth be closed.
Oh, my God. I think this, okay, on page 11, this poem... Yes. I think it feels me, because you'll learn. Okay, Edgar? Here, I'll tell you. This is on page 11. It says, every time you tell your daughter, you yell at her out of love. You teach her to confuse anger. you teach her to confuse anger with kindness, which seems like a good idea till she grows up to trust men who hurt her, because they look so much like you, two fathers with daughters.
What about it?
Don't you get it that that's like me?
How?
Oh my God. Okay, let me read it to you again.
Wait, with your ex-boyfriend or what?
Basically.
Oh, okay. What are we supposed to learn about it?
That, like, me being so dumb, I get my heart broken so easily. Oh.
Chocolate,
wait.
Hey. Getting out of context, I still have your putty from the advisory party that you had.
My what? Oh my God, my slime.
Yeah, that green slime. I mean, if you want it back for senior year.
Let's treasure it.
Yeah. I don't know how I haven't thrown it away or anything. It's just next to my bed.
Does it still make farting noises?
Yes. Todavía hace pedos.
A ver, let our viewers listen. Have an ASMR.
Here is... Steve, that's still... Is it heard?
Yes, Edgar. It's heard, like the one that you took our junior year in Coast class.
Yes. Oh! I was like, what the?
Until you remember.
So anyways, we got out of topic. Yes, I remembered. So we were talking about that poem. That is that what about you? That you're so stupid or yes. What? Oh, okay. Next page.
Let's do page 69. For Tenkashi 69.
No. I know how. That's a good one. First of all, before we read, how many pages does this book consist of?
Oh my God, never mind, Edgar. The poetry for that one's really long. It's like 2 pages. Me da tanto flojera.
Oh, okay, mejor no. Well, you say one digit, I'll say another.
Okay, I'll send it to you.
No, I mean like literally say a digit and I'll say another, so you can read around another.
Oh, okay, page. Okay. Oh my God, this is for all these middle schoolers who are entering high school who think they're really like cool. Y todo eso. This one goes out for you guys. Okay, ready? Huh. It's on page 62 on Milk and Honey.
Yes.
It says, "My name sounds so good, French kissing your tongue." Ew.
Okay, what? Take note, eighth graders.
Edgar, which books?
Continue
which
on.
Books have made you cry?
What?
Yeah, like, which cried? Books have made you cry?
The Bible.
Other than the Bible, Edgar.
The last time I read a book was, oh, I know which one. A book called The Color Purple.
I've never read it. I've never heard of it.
I don't know. Basically, it's about these, how do you say? These Africans in Africa. And how do you say? She lived with her sister and her stepfather, and I guess her mom got sick and died. And, well, she just writes letters to herself for the future, I guess. And, like, you start reading them. Like, she doesn't speak perfect English. She's from, like, those, like, how do you say? Those cultural places. But, yeah. It's pretty sad because it talks about her story of abuse and, like, her sister, like, what they went through. Like, it explains, like, many things. Like, she got raped and stuff, which is kind of sad. Which is really sad, actually.
You hear my dog?
Yeah, why is the dog in the podcast?
It's because she heard some cats.
Oh my God. My dogs are outside.
Y está cantando mi perrita. Está haciendo... Ooh, así.
Oh, yo le hago... Oh.
Okay, so...
What?
You know what book, like, I really liked when I was, like, in sixth grade? It was about, like... These... the circuit. I don't know. All I know is that he's a professor now at Santa Clara University in California.
What do you mean?
And like, so first, I don't know. Okay, so it's like an autobiography. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then like, it was a really good book. Like, not gonna lie, but yeah. Like, okay. I can't explain it because, like, no sé si, like, se me olvida, you get me? But it was a good book, and it still is. Like, you should check it out. You guys should use my promo code for audiobook.
Yes, guys, today's promotion is audiobook, in which you'll get a 3-day free trial.
And I'm hooked on the book, Circuit.
Yes, just put... www.audiobook.com/Jackie's Audio and you'll get started.
Cha-ching, guys. I haven't even told my YouTube subscribers yet. Oh. So you guys are the real OG.
Yes. Jackie, did I tell you that I'm moving my podcast to this channel called Anchor and Spotify instead of YouTube now?
Oh my God, so this is gonna play on Spotify?
Yeah, my first episode. If you guys didn't watch it, I forgot what it's called, but it's the first one called in my channel, Low Class Edgar on Spotify.
Yes.
Okay. Any comments? Concerns?
What happened? What did he say? What were you gonna say?
I said any comments.
Yeah, I remember this other book that I read my 7th grade year. It made every girl cry. Well, every girl wanted to read it.
Why?
It's called So Be It.
Why?
So, and then the letter B and then it. It's like a really good book, and they turned it into a movie. And I haven't watched the movie yet, but... There's a movie. Watch, search it up. It's just So and then capital B and then it. It's a really good book. Like, I cried so much.
It's called So Be It.
I recommend you guys to read that book because it talks about, like, a girl who's just little She wants to find out who her father is, but her mom is really sick. Like, I think she has something wrong with her, but she doesn't speak that much.
Did you know amen means so be
really?
It?
Really? Oh my god.
Yeah.
Edgar, I have to go because my parents came.
That's
the
one I
kidded.
The last time.
All right. I'll see you.
Oh, wait. Before you leave this, wait. So we're ending the podcast here. This is Jackie Sanchez. Don't forget to like and subscribe and watch this. And don't forget to watch Jackie.
And audiobook promo too, Jackie.
Don't forget about that promo. All right. Thanks for having me, Jackie. Have a beautiful day.
You too,
day.
Edgar. See you.
All right then. Goodbye.